This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama has lifted a few of the restrictions put in place to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Under Governor Kay Ivey's Safer at Home order, doctors can resume elective medical and dental procedures. For some patients, that's good news. Many people are rescheduling appointments, but others plan to wait a bit longer. WBHM's Janae Pierre reports.
2 weeks ago, Marlisa Thomas had her first telemedicine appointment.
It was a good experience. It was with a dentist I'm seeing at the moment. Thankfully, it was just a follow-up, a check-in to see how I was doing with TMJ.
That's temporomandibular joint dysfunction. It's one of a few chronic conditions she's living with. Thomas says usually she'd have appointments with respective specialists twice a year, but due to the coronavirus pandemic, that's been pushed off. Now that doctor's appointments are back on, Thomas says she's catching up. Later this month, she'll see her cardiologist.
I was shocked that they were able to get me in that quickly because in the past, there have been times that I've called to make an appointment and it has been multiple months.
Thomas got lucky. Many doctor's offices are dealing with a major backlog. Dr. Miles Gresham is with GastroHealth, a medical group specializing in gastrointestinal disorders and digestive health. He says coronavirus has had a dramatic impact on their offices. GastroHealth stopped seeing patients in mid-March before Governor Ivey issued a statewide stay-at-home order. Now, nearly 7 weeks later, he says physicians have a backlog of more than 200 cases, and that is still rising.
It's not just that backlog that we need to catch up with, but it's all the additional cases that came to our attention via telehealth in the last 6 weeks.
GastroHealth opened its doors to patients this week. Gresham says they hope to chip away at the backlog, but they're being strategic with appointment scheduling.
We're scheduling through May and early June, and some of it is we want to avoid having a large number of patients on the schedule. You know, if we get another order from the governor saying we need to shut down, we want to try to have as little disruption as possible.
Gresham says his clinic is doing what's best for the company and its patients. He says they're making emergency medical procedures the main priority. David Thomas hoped he wouldn't need an emergency dental procedure. Thomas, no relation to Marlisa Thomas, said he'd been putting off a routine dentist appointment since late December. He's a firefighter and spends his off days catching up on rest. But now his situation is getting worse.
I actually did chip a tooth right before this happened, so you don't realize how important it is to do it soon until something like this happens.
Thomas says even though he should see a dentist soon, he doesn't feel safe going right now. He says he'd rather wait a little bit longer.
No matter what opens up, I'm staying home. I'm not going out where there are large crowds of people who are unprotected or unmasked or ungloved or anything like that.
Most doctors' offices are taking extra precaution. They're screening patients for coronavirus symptoms before and after appointments. But for people like David Thomas, it's just too soon. Janae Pierre, WBHM.